Hi there. The word for you today is on how to succeed in business. In Proverbs 27, verse 23, we read the words, "Know the state of your flocks." Now, sheep and cattle have to be handled differently. Sheep require tending. They need clear boundaries for their own protection, not to mention the shepherd's potential loss if they're devoured by a wolf or wander off and fall over a cliff. Cattle, on the other hand, do just fine when they're given good grazing land and left alone. And what's the point of all this? Simply this: to fulfill your dream, you must know the people you work with. You must know whether they're sheep or cattle, or, let me put it in business terms, you must know whether they're partners or patrons, bosses or colleagues, clients or constituents, customers or critics. People need to be identified and managed according to their talents and their temperament. So here's the question: what kind of people belong in your dream and on your team? Dr. John Maxwell writes, and I quote, "Some people have a dream but no team, so their dream is impossible. Some people have a dream but a bad team, so their dream is a nightmare. Some people have a dream and are building a team, so their dream has potential. Some people have a dream and a great team, so their dream is inevitable." Moses needed Joshua. Naomi needed Ruth. The idea of a self-made person is a myth, whether they acknowledge it or not. All successful people had help somewhere along the way. Only when you can admit that you need help will you begin looking for it. And that, my friend, is a crucial step in achieving success. The next steps are knowing people's strengths, communicating your vision to them in such a way that they buy into it, bringing out the best in them and rewarding them. Cliff Hodges says, and I quote, "A dream is a compelling vision you see in your heart, and it's too big to accomplish without the help of others."